Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today, I want to talk to you guys about the importance of taking a damn day off. Leaving the kids behind, leave them with the dad, leave them with the nanny, leave them with the babysitter, the grandma, whatever you need to do, plan a day off and take it and thrive with it. Because we deserve it. We work at home. You might not get paid to work at home or work from home, but essentially, we are the home front. Like, we work. We're the workforce at home. We're teaching our kids how to take care of the house. We're doing the laundry, making the meals, planning the meals, taking care of the kids, changing diapers, making sure diapers stay stocked, making doctor's appointments, calling teachers, constantly having to worry about our kids, ourselves, making sure our husbands are okay. If you have a dog, make sure the dog is okay, the fish is okay. We're constantly having to work on everybody else. And it's tiring. It is essentially exhausting. And the point of taking a day off is to avoid that burnout that you'll feel eventually. Eventually, you'll feel like, what's the point? What's the point of doing the dishes? No matter what I do, there's more dishes to be done and I don't get a thank you. What's the point of making a healthy meal, a balanced meal? What's the point of putting vegetables on my kid's plate when they're gonna fight me on it anyways? What's the point is what I'm talking about, I guess. I don't know. What's the point is like the beginning stages of burnout. Burnout feels exhausted. You're exhausted. You're drained. If you think about it, we are pouring. We are giving ourselves a piece. We are giving our kids a piece of ourselves every time we kiss a boo-boo. Every time we hold them while they cry. Every time we make a meal. Every time we switch the laundry over. We're giving ourselves a piece of us to them, to the family, to the kids. And this is what's amazing to me. Mothers are one of the selfless people I know. We will very happily pour our cup into our kids' cup to make sure that they're thriving. But we only have so much in our cup. So we can only give our kids so much before we start feeling burnt out, exhausted, drained. What's the point? And for me, this is why taking a day off or taking 2 days off is so important. Think about it in a way as our husbands, wife, or partner, whatever you have or want to call it, they go to work every day, but they come home at a set time. They get to leave their work behind, not look at it when they come home. They get to come home, they get to relax, unwind, they get to enjoy the time with their kids, they get to, you know, like, they get to have a time off. Then they go back to work at a set time. So they come and go at a set time for 5 days, and then they have a day or two off every week. They have a day or two off where they don't have to go back to work and see that place. Now, here's the problem that I've run into personally, is even though the kids are in bed, I don't like to say I'm technically clocked off because I'm still listening. I'm listening constantly for a cry, for a cry. I'm constantly listening for the kids in the background. I'm constantly thinking, oh my gosh, that laundry pile right there needs to be taken care of. Oh crap, I need to go do the dishes still. I should take the garbage out. I should take the dog out. I should do this. I should be doing this. Why would I sit here and watch a movie with my husband when I should be taking care of the house so that tomorrow goes by easier? You don't really get to clock off mentally. And that's exhausting. And that's also mom guilt. We don't take a day off because we feel guilty for having time to ourselves. So we don't take a day off. Why would I go take a day off for myself when my kids need me? Why would I take a day off when it's my husband's day off? He should get to have a day at home with the family, whatever he wants to do. But we need to take a day off for ourselves, too. Moms need a day off. Do it as an act of self-care. That seems to be a trend right now, taking care of yourself. But doing it, having a day off, doing it in the act of a self-care day, does not mean, oh, I get to go to the grocery store without the kids. No. It doesn't mean, oh, I get to run to the pharmacy without the kids, or I don't know, whatever else you do without the kids that makes you feel so great. I get to shower uninterrupted. Those I do, and I do take advantage of when my husband is home. I get to take a shower, but I do not count that as a day off. That is a basic life essential. That is not a day off. That is time to yourself, maybe, but not a day off. Not time off. You're not clocking off because you're still listening. Go for your first day off. It's gonna feel hard. It's gonna feel guilty. You're gonna be guilty, but you have to push through that guilt. You have to keep thinking that this is what's best for me as a person. Because moms are human. Even though our kids think that we have all these crazy superpowers and that we're crazy magicians because we wear so many different hats in a day, we need to have time for ourselves. We need to be able to go get coffee on our own. Get coffee and then go to the lake or beach or whatever's by you and just sit there by yourself. Even if you just want to sit in the car and read, go to the library and read. If you want to have a night where you go to the bar. I'm not much of a drinker, so I don't tend to do that. But if you would enjoy it, go do it. You find something that you want to do and you do it. You take yourself out to dinner. Oh, just by yourself. No kids, no husband. You take time out for yourself where you're not in a position or place where you have to keep thinking of your family. And the same thing is that the dad should do it too. The parent who works should take a day off too. Maybe not like, no, yeah, they should take a day off. They should have a day where they get to go out without the family and not have to worry about the family. Because even though they're working and we're taking care of all the home stuff, they're taking care of all the work stuff. I know that my husband has many tasks throughout the day. I know that he has to make sure other people are taking care of their tasks. My husband's a mechanic, so he works on cars, and he has to rack them up, get them fixed, and take care of them in a certain, like, in a good amount of time, so he's not getting, he's not getting shit for it. He needs to keep, just like in a fast food, you have to keep the line running. Well, you have to do the same thing in a mechanic world. And it's crazy to me, because he comes home and he talks about work. But I honestly can't tell you the last time my husband got out on his own. Now, no, it's really hard for me to get my husband to leave the house on his day off. So I started just taking the kids out. I'll take the kids out for a few hours. He can have the house to himself. And it's just him time. It's just time for him to do whatever he wants. Play video games. Watch a movie. Whatever he wants to do. So the day off does and can go. And it should, in my opinion, it should apply for both parents. But moms need a day off, and we struggle taking that day off. But I want to go back to the mom guilt, and I want to talk about how we're going, your first day off, you're going to experience mom guilt. You're going to, the first mom day off that I took, I went to get coffee, and I get coffee by myself. Tyler just walked into the room and I forgot what I was saying, but I believe I was talking about mom guilt, and the first few times you go out, you're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel guilty for putting yourself first, and that's normal, but it shouldn't be. We're human. We have needs. We have wants. Why is it our job to always put our wants and needs aside for everyone else in the family? It shouldn't be a thing. But the first time is going to be really bad. Just keep going. Keep doing it. Eventually, you'll get to turn off that listening for crying, listening for this. How is my husband doing? Your husband is fine with the kids. He can manage them. I don't understand why some dads are like, why do I get stuck with the kids? Because you're the dad, man. Because you made those, you helped make those, so you need to help raise those. That's how it goes. It should not just be on the mom's plate, just like it should not just be on the dad's plate. This is where it's a teamwork. And the other thing is that it's really good for the kids, too. It's good for the kids to have that break from mommy. If you think about it, something that I was thinking about, rather, is that I don't get to miss my kids. And that's where it gets, the word I want to say is tight, but I know that's not the right word. But that's where it gets tight. That's where it starts, like, I want to miss my kids, but I enjoy being home with them to raise them how my husband and I have agreed to raise them. But I want to miss my kids. So take that day off. Go out, have a coffee, go out to Denny's, go out to Olive Garden, wherever you need to go, go out. Enjoy your day off. Don't think of the kids. They're with the dad, they're fine. If the dad 100% needs help, he'll call me. He'll call you. I was having a day and I was going out and I ended up going to my mom's that day. And Mason had choked on a goldfish, I believe. And it wasn't a goldfish. It was a chip. Mason had choked on a chip, and it had shaken Jeremiah so bad it had never happened like that in front of Mason or Tyler had never choked that severely in front of him without me around. I've always taken care of the kids if they were to choke, just because I was always around, and it's instinct. I know what to do. Yes, Jeremiah was able to get it taken out, taken care of. He was able to help Mason and make sure that, get him to breathe. He got the chip out, but he was so shaken that he had called me and asked me to come home and just check on him. Something that severe, something that scary, I came home. But if it's Tyler was running in the house and stubbed her toe, he can handle that. He will handle that. He won't feel the need to call me. But it's good for the kids to also miss mommy. It's good for the kids to miss that parent who is at home all the time. When's the last time you took a day off? When's the last time you went out to eat without having to worry about kids? Having that day off might be your only chance to eat a meal in peace and in calm. I am really into reading at the moment. I'm reading a book called The High Five Habit. So on my day off, I might go to Denny's. And Denny's is my go-to. I really like Denny's food. But I might go to Denny's. If you get, at least here where I live, if you get coffee, I think it was orange juice. If you get a drink and 2 eggs and 2 pieces of toast, I think it only came up to like $6 or $7. That's literally the same amount as a coffee from Starbucks. So it's totally doable. I might go there and read a book. Ouch. I just hit my printer. But I might go there and read my book because I earned that day off. I might go on a hike by myself. Whatever I want to do that day, I will do. Now, if I'm going on a hike, I will message my husband and let him know what I'm doing, what hike I'm on, and how long the hike is. And that way, he knows exactly where I'm at because things can happen. Like, I could fall, I could something. But I text him when I'm back in the car and I'm fine. And like how it went, hey, it was a good one, hey, it was a really shitty one, I'm on my way home, but I'm not in the happiest mood. If I text him that, he might send me back out. Nope, don't come home until you're in a better mood. Go get a coffee, go to the thrift store, because I love the thrift store. Go get something that makes you happy before you come home, type thing. But that's really all I want to talk to you guys today. Taking a day off is so important. Recently, I got to hang out with one of my friends that I've had for, I think we've been friends for about 2 years. Yeah, 2 years now. And her and I have never hung out, just her and I. She's got more kids than I do, but she had to have it to where her mom had flown down to visit, but she ended up watching the kids so that we could go to the gym together. And one of her older sons were in a different state with the dad. And with all of that, that's how we were able to hang out by ourselves. And I think that mom should just have a day off where they don't have to think about anything. So take that day off, hashtag it on Instagram, like hashtag took a day off, Hashtag moms deserve days off. Anything. This is just something that should be important. We're all focused on self-care right now. We're all focused on self-care and being the best moms we can always be, but there needs to be a happy medium in between, and there needs to be self-care taken day off away from the kids, and then teaching our kids how to have self-care. So that's basically all I have. I could keep rambling about it. It is something that I believe in, and that I strongly believe in, rather, and I think that everybody should have a day off. Moms, dads, stay-at-home parents, working parents, they should all have a day off where they can reconnect with themselves, the who they are besides a parent, who they are besides the working parent, who they are besides the family. Like, who am I without my family? I feel like that is a part of us that we shouldn't leave. And it starts with just taking a day off. So I think I've already said that that's all I have for you guys today. I think I've at least said that like 2 or 3 times already. But for real this time, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.